Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio, I have Sam Faustin and Drew Sherman here from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Smokestack Music Productions. We have David Bowie coming into town. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Erin.
So this is now become a lovely tradition, now coming up on 5 years of shows to bring music and rock's finest here to Sitka. So, David Bowie, what was the decision? How did this one come about?
Well, we've been listening to the music, and he passed away in February 5 years ago, so we thought it would be a good time. A
fitting tribute. Yeah. All right. And Sam, you are coming. Basically, you can just somehow, I don't know if you're a medium or some sort of spiritual channel for so many of the different voices, personalities you're channeling on stage. You're doing it quite well. Obviously, here for Bowie. What has been, what's your connection to Bowie? How are you channeling him this time around?
Oh, man. Bowie is a spectacular, spectacular influence on the history of rock and roll and such an important musical presence. He's a somebody who colored outside of the lines, and somebody who people saw to be a freak. And
we like freaks.
Yeah, we like freaks up here.
So much more interesting.
But he was somebody who, yeah, he pushed the boundaries. He kind of redefined what rock and roll could be. He was a showman. He was an actor. He was a performer. He considered himself to be more of a theater artist than a musician, which is hilarious because his music is incredible, and he's a brilliant songwriter. So he's an important artist, and we look really forward to introducing him to the town.
We really appreciate his aesthetic as well, so we'll be going as far as we can with that.
Excellent. Yes. So, yeah, all these tribute shows started with the experiment of, you know, doing a single Pink Floyd album, and it's since grown. So for Bowie, are there just a couple albums that you're going to be pulling songs from? What's the range of his artistry?
Well, so he had a career that spanned like 5 decades. So it kind of launched with Space Oddity, which he wrote in 1969. We, of course, are performing that song. Spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
And then our set ranges from 1969 to 2017. He released his last song 2 or 3 days before he died, which, as Drew mentioned, was 5 years ago, almost to the day.
I think 5 years.
Yeah.
Six. Math is hard.
2007. Oh, my goodness.
What year is it?
6 years ago.
Well, we had those. There was some lost years recently.
Yes.
So it's understandable in that math.
Is time. But yeah, so we're doing music from all eras of his career, minus the 90s. And yeah, so it's kind of a survey class on who David Bowie was.
Excellent. And all of his many, many iterations and evolutions.
Yes, and personalities. Yes.
Truly, truly fully formed personalities. So,
yes.
I mean, as you were saying, he's very theatrical productions in theatrically minded. Yeah, and you're bringing that to stage too.
Yeah, this is the first show that we're doing of these that we're actually like costuming before. So we're not just picking stuff out of the costume room the night of.
Yeah, right.
Like, we're planning it.
Does it look cool? Does it fit? Right. Like, no, there's planned costume changes. Excellent.
And a light show.
And a light show.
Excellent. Yeah, it's happening this Friday and Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a fully functional and quite a nice stage. So going to use it to its full advantage.
Yes.
And so how many people? Obviously, we have you two on stage. Mm-hmm. Who else is going to be joining you in this Bowie tribute?
We have Joe Montagna on guitar, Ed Littlefield on drums, Zachary Scanlon on keys. He's one of my old college buddies, just like you.
Yeah, I know. Had some good times in the music department there.
And then Mike Jones on saxophone. He told me yesterday he's got 3 different saxophones he's going to use. So we'll see a lot of range. And then we have Jess on vocals.
Yeah, we got 3 great backup singers.
Excellent. You can talk about it.
Yeah. So Bowie's used singers in different ways throughout his careers, but he almost always had backup singers. So we've got three incredible singers joining us to layer on those vibes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be about, what, 9 people on stage. So you got the full spectrum.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Bowie, we were just talking about how despite the songs being like kind of dense and mm-hmm. wall of sound vibe, the songs are actually pretty simple. So it's not something that's going to be as esoteric, I would say, as, I don't know, should I say Pink Floyd? But, but I mean, the songs are so spectacular, and we have the personnel to, I think, justly perform them.
Excellent. So for folks coming to the show this weekend, I mean, you're going to be doing costume changes, makeup, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming we're going to encourage that in the audience, too.
Yes, please come dressed.
Perfect. So for the show itself, it's happening at the Performing Arts Center this Friday and Saturday. Doors are at 6:30, mm-hmm. show at 7. And where can tickets be found?
Fineartscamp.org/shows.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a... we're not only we're live on air right now, but we've got some live. Oh, we're Sam's mom.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you She's for tuning in.
Shout
always
out.
Always good to have those constant fans yeah. helping out. So for the type of show we're going, is this going to be family friendly affair? Are we what's kind of your demographic? Are you shooting for this weekend?
Yeah, this will be family friendly enough as Bowie was.
Okay.
Because we're playing his songs unedited.
All right, unedited. That is a good yeah. thing to have. This is going to be, what's the time? This is going to be like a full concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so okay. we're shooting for a full concert set. So around 85, 90 minutes. So a lot of music. And then after, you just go to cabaret.
Oh, perfect. Oh, shameless plug. Thank you. is this going to be for how this show is structured? It's not just a starting at 1969 and going right up to 2017. What was your kind of idea for how this show should flow? Was it just like kind of we have the whole catalog and just feel it out?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We kind of have groups of three songs that are like this decade.
Okay.
It's the whole expanse of his library.
Well, that's kind of cool. So if there's big Bowie fans out there, they're not going to necessarily be like, yep, and the next album right. release was this, so I know what to expect. Right. It's going to be a wild ride for everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
And do you have, are all the musicians, we have some folks flying in for this. Mm-hmm. We have folks who are here from Sitka. How much rehearsal have you had? Like Sam, you were saying of like...
we had a Zoom call.
Hey, you know so what? Far. That counts. Yeah. I guess when you have independently very talented musicians, yeah. like when that synergy comes together, when's your first like actual rehearsal on stage like to make that full wall of sound?
7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, that'll be tonight.
Excellent.
Yeah. We do. We have artists coming in from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. San Francisco, where else? Seattle.
Seattle, yeah.
So this is our first chance to actually play together tonight, so we're all really excited.
So, yeah, when we feel this atmospheric shift in town and things start to feel a little more magical, we'll know that you guys have taken the stage. Awesome. So you have all these musicians coming in. It's going to be an amazing show. Full costumes, full glitter, full Bowie magic. On stage, off stage.
A lot of sequins.
Excellent. Gosh, thanks so much, both of you, for coming on air this morning, for bringing the magic of David Bowie here to Sitka.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah,
rock and roll.
It's going to be great. So 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are online, fineartscamp.org. Mm-hmm. Get them while they last. It should be a great show Friday and Saturday. Sam Faustine, Drew Sherman, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.